Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. Hi.
Hi.
Psychic, author, and lots of different things. Factotum, if you will.
Factotum, yeah. My earlier days, yeah.
Right. Well, here we are again. Today, we are continuing our discussion on tools to combat the darkness of karma. So we're going to get a little bit more into that conversation today. We have several callers in the queue, and looks like someone just dropped off. I wonder if they're coming back. They're one of our regulars. Oh, there they are. Okay. I hope people aren't having trouble with the phone lines today. So if you are getting knocked off, please let me know, and I will contact Blog Talk Radio about that. But everybody in the queue is going to get a reading, but we do start our readings at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. So at around 10:15 or 1:15 Eastern. Letting everybody know how to stay in touch with us, please follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You may also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Neil's name's on that account. It's our account, basically. So if you email, you're going to get in touch with me, not Neil. So the best way to reach him directly is 562-596-7818. And Neil, let's get right into it here. On Monday's show, we talked about some basic tools to deal with karma, staying spiritual, of course, remaining faithful, steadfast, keeping our lives clean, some pretty solid techniques to try to reduce the karma we come into the earth with, and also not, you know, to reduce the karma we create on the planet. But some of us have more difficult karma to deal with and need to resort to more dramatic measures to reduce our karma. So I want to get more into that today, if we can.
Exactly. Well, birth dates might reveal exactly just how intense one's karma is and to what degree a person needs to release themselves from that karma and what they need to go through. Some lifetimes, as they are revealed in a birth date, requires that a person remain steadfast in higher energy forms like faith and endurance and good works, without any guarantee that on the earth they're going to receive any pleasure back. Some karmas are that intense. The attitude of those energies can be revealed in the birth date because you're really looking at possibly lower numbers, compounded numbers, zeros in a birth date, a lower master number. Sometimes these people have a very hard time getting through life because of the karmic nature of their energies, that they have to come back and fight the karma that they created from a past life. And the only way they can release themselves from that karma is to go through a life of suffering and to remain okay. You know what happens? That happens from the idea that you, in a past life, not this life, but in a past life, did put nothing but aggravation in the world. You aggravated to any degree from A to Z, and you kept it up, and it reached a course of such intensity that the only way you could make up for it now was to have it back on you. You know, there's an old saying about karma. Birds eat ants. That's what they do. They basically eat ants. But when a bird dies, the ant eats them.
Yeah.
And the attitude is, you know, you do unto others, you do unto you. You know, what you give is what you're going to get back. When we deal with this idea of karma, it's a general conception. It doesn't, it involves existence. It doesn't involve religion. It involves the principles of the world and how we operate on this planet and how the conditions work. People say, well, you know, bad things happen to good people. You can do good work. Some people say, you know, I am good. Nothing ever comes back good for me, but I'm always good. I'm always getting hurt. Well, that's because of the intensity of the karma. That's produced by something that happened in a past life where it merits you to have this. It doesn't really merit you. It requires that you produce this kind of energy and remain steadfast to the very last suffering breath of your life. But let's not just assume that that's the only way we have to settle. I'm a big advocate of changing karma. So what I do when I look at a birth date, and anyone out there can do it, if you want to analyze your own birth date, you have to look at the, first of all, you have to look at the energy of your birth date, the number system. Are there any echoes of energies in the numbers? Do you have a repetitive energy of like a 1 or a 2 that keeps continuing, or a 7 that keeps continuing throughout the birth date? You know, like July.
Like reflective energies you're talking about.
Reflective
July
energy.
July 1st, 71, or
yeah,
something like that.
And then you have to look at how the numbers connect to each other. You know, a 71 is not going to be the same as a 75. Forget about the year you're born.
Or like July 12th, 1982, where there's a reflection with a 71 solid on the other side. Those types of things.
That's right.
So it's not always obvious.
It's not always obvious.
Right.
And you have to kind of see the way that the energies are going. Do the numbers rise, or do they lower in intensity? Do they go from 1 to 7, or do they drop from 7 to 1 in any given form? So you have to kind of look at that, because that's really, forget about the month right now, the astrological sign, the year you're
right.
born, what moon was going, what sun was going. Just look at them as vibrations and codes.
The numbers we're talking
the
about.
Numbers. Associate them to chakras. And look in all of that energy and determine the distance energies between the numbers, too. This is something we're going to get deeper into our book and not just
right.
try to wrap up
That's
in a 15-minute continuation
too many
of discussions. But the attitude that in your karma element, can we change things? Yes, we can. So I'm a great promoter of changing energy by utilizing the transcendent values of a birthday.
So what might you do with a client that is, you know, maybe looking for more spiritual enlightenment, trying to follow a spiritual path, but have issues like in the first and second chakras with their relationships, with their home situation? You know, they've had some success. Maybe they've lost some success. What measures do you take? I mean, how dramatic does it get? Sometimes karma exists in a location, Neil. Sometimes you recommend ending relationships with, you know, for people that are your clients, with those that are karmic in their lives. You know, something I used to think is that, you know, when you're connected to someone by karma, there's something you're supposed to work out with them and, you know, stay connected, but that's not always the case. A lot of times you got to eliminate the karma and get out of the situation.
Yeah, you sometimes you have to. It's a kind of a sensitive evaluation as to when to let go, when to fold, when to draw your card. You know, you kind of
like
have
The Gambler
to,
by Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of have to analyze the situation and feel it out, or you seek the advice of somebody who apparently seems to know the terrain pretty well.
Can you
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You first, please.
You're going to say, can you...
Well, I just... Could you give an example, maybe, of a situation where you recommended those more drastic life-saving measures for a person, and what was occurring in their birth date code? I mean, that's kind of...
Well,
not a lot of time
people,
to do that, but...
Some people have to... Some people are inclined by nature, and maybe also by karma, to not... They have a hard time letting go. And the definition is, are you having a hard time letting go because your karma's intense and you can't let go because you're supposed to kind of suffer and hope and pray and be steadfast?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of karma? Or does it reduce, is the karma reduced and it's just because you're psychologically kind of crippled and you're codependent or you're weak? You kind of have to define the territory. So the brain holds that energy. The brain holds the ability to decipher what is the difference between karma and what is the difference between some kind of psychological crippling condition. So you have to first define that. That's very important. And that can be analyzed in terms of how we enter the earth. First of all, you have to look at how you enter the earth. How stable is your family? How stable was your upbringing? You have to kind of look at that, because that stage that you entered the earth on is a continuation from a past life, usually with some of the same members from those past lives.
Not always, all the time,
because members from your that are in your immediate family could have been from a past life 10 lifetimes ago,
mm-hmm.
that are now coming back in to focus, because the components are such that they're all meeting again on the stage of life. So, you know, there's a lot to analyze here, but don't be overwhelmed by the fact that there's so many factors to consider when you're looking at your life. You have to, first of all, look at yourself. That's the first thing you do. You look at yourself and you determine who you are as a person and what you have to kind of fix in your life in order to move forward. So what I do is I utilize for a person the higher energies of their life, the spiritual energies, the more esoteric, more subtle energies in terms of the mind, the assertion energies, the ability to be able to withstand physical trauma. You have to look at those things first of all and then apply it. It's almost like you're taking the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, and transplanting it into any given chakra that you exist on. So let's say you're having trouble in the earth, you're having trouble surviving, you're not happy, you're in pain, you're depressed, things aren't going right for you. The first thing you want to do is have your seventh chakra come to the rescue. So you're going to need that seventh chakra energy, which is the seventh chakra is help, it's service, it's spirituality, it's hope. And so you want to take that energy and apply it downwardly into the very roots of your being. That's the first thing you have to do. So until you can hear yourself giving yourself confidence and hope in any given situation, that's the first thing you have to do. So to be in a despairing place and then to treat the element with despairing higher energy would mean that you're kind of your chakras aren't functioning. Something's wrong. So what you have to do is go deep into that element. Now, sometimes with clients, I have to take them back into a past life. So we have to go way back into a past life to discover what brought this stage into focus in the first place. And it could be something from a deep, deep connection that happened long ago, that only in discovering that connection do the circumstances of your life appear to make sense. So the way to combat karma is to go back to the karma to figure out how it got established in the first place. That's the first step. And if you can't do it on your own, then you have somebody guide you back. It's like having a psychologist take you back to when you were a child to discover why you're sucking your thumb, as opposed to having a psychic take you back to your past life to discover why you're getting hurt all the time. So it just doesn't stop at the psychological plane. That's the first rule of thumb in combating dark karma, is to discover where it first came from. Not an easy journey, but an exciting journey, because it's basically an egocentric journey. So,
well, everybody loves themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. It's okay because you're discovering what makes you who you are and what's going on, and the goal is to change.
Right, and I think that, you know, if there's any element of egocentricness in a personality, you know, at least perhaps there's that desire to change oneself so that individual can change and help others. that would be the
well, that's the main thing.
The higher
we're
principle.
Really basically dealing with one of the most important aspects to humankind, and that is, can your destiny be reversed at any given moment? Can your, in other words, if you have a destiny to fulfill, that's marked. That's something we can't change. And the only thing we can do is you go to your destiny with your head up high and you meet your maker with all the high energies that you can offer in life. The next question is, can your destiny be reversed? Can it be changed? Can it be modified? That's the question. I always approach a life when I'm dealing with a client. I always approach a life, first of all, that destiny can be reversed, that's possible. We can actually change a destiny. Now, the numbers in a birth date are very magical. They can be moved all over the place once you understand how to
right, and
lift.
It's not just about moving numbers. It's about vibrations.
That's right.
Not just, you know, oh, well, I can add this to this and then create that. No, it's there's more energy work behind that.
That's
blending.
What I'm saying.
Right.
Your birth date on one level is a locked-in birth date. It's locked in. But on another level, it changes, just as we change. We're not always living in the year we were born.
Right.
The years keep changing. So our master number at any given year starts to change when it's in connection to the year that we're alive. So we already know that there's no fixed station, so to speak, in an energy field. We can also take any number in a birth date and magically transform it and give it a height of energy. If we need to do something in the root chakra, we can concentrate on where that root chakra is in our birth date, like number one or two, and utilize the energy where it is in the form of the chronological order of your birth date, remove it out of context, so to speak, and work with it. So that's a magical way to also change karma, is to highlight a certain aspect of a birth date and strengthen it and give it some kind of motion that it otherwise wouldn't have.
Okay, Neil. It's exciting because the fact that we can be so creative in our own lives. Most of us have karma that we can actually change in some
most
regard.
Of us, yeah.
In some regard.
Yeah.
We're not stuck with a doom and gloom situation.
To a certain extent, when we're living up to the point of our karmic connection, we can't change.
Everything's fixed. But afterwards,
some things are
it's
fixed,
creative.
But otherwise,
so
it can be changed.
Some good
yeah.
tools. Okay, let's get to our callers because we've got a lot of people in the queue. Our first is 425681. Who's this, please?
Oh, Mickey.
Mickey? M-I-C-K-E-Y?
Yes. M-I-K-K-I.
Oh, M-I-K-K-I. Oh, okay.
I've never called in before. I'm new to the show, so it's my first time listening.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us and welcome. What's your birth date? And you're in Washington, I think, right?
Yes, I'm in Washington. My birth date is 5-1-73.
73. Interesting. Okay, 6-16-26-8. And what is your question, Mickey?
Well, I have no luck in love, and I currently am in the weirdest situation with a boyfriend who has literally kind of disappeared and left all of his stuff with me, and I haven't heard from him. So I wanted to throw his birthday in as well and maybe just find out what's I don't even quite know. Do I let go? Do I not let go?
Right. Go ahead with the birth date.
His is 2/17/73.
And I mean, there's the 11 too and the 1973. That's why she's got relationship issues.
Yeah.
9/19. Oh.
Yeah.
He's a 29/11 too.
Yeah, very complicated situation, Mickey, because
yep.
the boyfriend, you see, you're born in 73 and so is he. Now,
right.
look at his month and day, 2/1/3. When you put the 2 and the 1 together, you have a 3 and there's another repeat of 73. It's just inverted. So what I simply did was I put the 2 and 1 together in his birth date. That's a 3. And then
right.
the following number is 7. Invert it, 73, just like his year. Now that what's interesting about this, too, is that your master number, Mickey, is 8, and his is 5. So you're kind of an old soul. You've been on the planet many times. Your last previous existence was as a 7. You were this guy's master number 3 lifetimes ago. So you're kind of ahead of the game. But in the other hand, there's a strong karmic connection between the two of you. No doubt about it. Your first two numbers are 5 and 2. You're a 5, he's a 2. There's 7 right there. The 1 in his day corresponds to the 1 in your day. Now, his day, noticing something, Mickey, his day is a 17. That adds up to 8, which is your master number, so you have an intense past life with this guy.
Yeah.
So you have an intense past life. Your energy field is such that, let's see, one thing we have to look at is that you would have had a change in your life in 1979 when you were 26. Do you recall that change?
I had my son.
Yeah. So you had your son in that era, and what that means, Mickey, is that you're kind of working in a world where the males, the men in your life, are going to at times feel like children. Like you're not getting a full breath of a man. You're getting a man that's still working through childhood issues.
Yes, that would be my life story, my ex-husband.
Yeah. So that's because of the karma that was produced in the past lives where you brought this condition into your world where you can't really find a man that's functioning in the full capacity of what a man should be for a woman. So you're having this agenda that is getting stuck, and your job is to kind of try to get through the energy field of your karma. Notice something. Your day is 1, and your year is 7. That's 17. That's the date when this guy was born, 17. So it's like you're trying to find a man in this guy, but yet you're separated by 3 lifetimes. And what you're trying to do is make everything work so that his 5, his master number 5, will feel like your master number 8. Then you got to match. But the problem with him is that he may not be mature enough to understand in his own psyche how to make that happen. That demands more work, more time than our radio show can provide. It starts to open up an essence of your energy, especially on the conclusion that at your karmic division, you had a son, which means a lot, which it's a continuing story, Mickey. It's intriguing. I wish we had more time, but this is the beginning, comprehensive beginning analysis of your life in terms of where I'm coming from with you. So, you know, you got to – there's more to be said. I just don't have time.
Yeah, we've got a lot of callers.
We've got a lot of callers, and we've got to get moving forward. But this is still – you know, more details need to be discussed with it and that kind of thing. But this is it's just the beginning paragraph of your situation.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Mickey, well, we thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
67818 is – Neil's direct number. Mickey can join us on Facebook and on Twitter and right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, we have 425551. Who's this?
This is McKenna.
Oh, hi, McKenna. So we spoke with you a couple shows ago, and you're 9274.
Yes.
Is that right?
I also wanted to give you my boyfriend's birthday. I don't know why I didn't do that before.
Okay, go ahead.
But I just kind of wanted to get a reading on both of us.
Okay, so what's his birthday, real quick?
It is 11-18-92.
He's born in 11-18-92?
Yes.
Did I get your birth date right? Your birth date is 94, correct? Is it 94?
Yes.
94. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I did it wrong. I couldn't read my own writing here. That's why.
Oh.
7, right?
Yeah,
34-7. Yeah, 34-7. 11-21.
And 94, she's, let's see.
He's 11-18-92.
So she's 20 years old. 20 years old.
You have his birth date?
11/18/92.
That's correct.
Yeah. 4/7. Well, again, you know, you're like the previous caller. There's a three-lifetime difference between the two of you. He's a 4 and you're a 7. So, McKenna, you're going to come in with a very strong, responsible attitude as to how you are as his girlfriend, as his companion. You come on with a sense of commitment and responsibility, and you're all good intention. You're a very nurturing person, that kind of thing. He, however, there might be something wild about this guy. There might be an edge to him that you can't quite domesticate. There might be something about him that you can't quite handle. It's like having a cat that you pat, and then it bites you and it runs away, and then it comes back purring. You can't always read him. There's a little wild edge to him. Have you noticed that about him?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. You're not real strong, but a little bit. Does he ever seem to get distant or closed up? He doesn't communicate.
Yes.
Okay, so now you're saying yes. So that's where I'm kind of coming from, because that energy, I mean, you know, in a way you guys are kind of young, so it's difficult to get into the maturity of how a relationship should be when you're so young. But given the fact that, you know, that's what you are, you're 20, and he's what, 8? He's 22.
Mm-hmm.
You're still both in your karma. You have a past life with him. That's strong. So you've been with this guy before. In fact, there's a strange element that I'm picking up on where you've been with him before. I'm really getting, you know, it almost feels like 1950 and you're in one of those hot rod cars and you're looking out over a beautiful setting in the city on a hilltop, and it's like the 50s. Who likes cars? Who's the person that likes cars around you? A car person.
He likes cars.
Yeah. Well, you know, you actually knew him, McKenna, in the 50s. I think the two of you had a past life. And it was like, you know, when you had the cigarettes in your T-shirt and you roll it up, and he was like a kind of a hood, but he had a hot rod car. And you were his girlfriend, and it was almost like American Graffiti-like type thing. This is where the two of you existed. I think in a past life he died in a car. I think he died in a car crash. That's
okay.
The past life. And I think that there was a severing of that energy, so you were very heartbroken during that time. And, I mean, we can go into deep elements. You're asking me a deep question, and I'm starting to give you the abbreviated beginning of where you two are coming from. Anybody in your lifetime ever have a ticket, traffic accident, car accident, minor, major?
Yeah, me and my mom were both in a car accident a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you see, so I'm beginning to pick up the vibrational intensity of to answer your question, and I'm starting to trail it through time and space to define where we're coming from and what it all means. Again, the radio shows can't give me I can't do a full volume of energy. These are meant to be comprehensive readings that
bullet-sized readings.
Yeah. That give a indication of where we're coming from, because our show can't be just for one person. We've got so many callers. But it's to give you a kind of a rule of thumb, a element of revelation that something's happening between you and this guy. It comes from a deep past life. There was some tragedy in there. You're back here with him again, even at the age of 20, trying to resolve the karma to see if you can move forward. So that's where it comes from on that singular note as we speak. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, McKenna. Well, thanks for your call, and we'll hear from you again, I'm sure. 562-596-7818. And, you know, they are meant to be, obviously, short readings. And, you know, substituting the radio show for a full reading, obviously, isn't recommended, but the information is so valuable. And you know, I'm sure with the information that you gave McKenna, this is like a launching pad for her. I'm sure it's going to open up areas in her brain that may not have been, you know, they may have been shut off to that past life memory.
Yeah.
So it can actually prompt, you know, our own psychic abilities or connection to where we were before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always recommend that my clients become good detectives, because they're, to become a detective in terms of the world of karma and transcendence is very valuable to the way one moves through time and space.
Too. Okay, let's bring on 562. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl with a C or a, can you spell it for us?
With a C. C.
A-L?
C-H-E-R-Y-L.
And your birth date, Cheryl?
August 29th.
In the year?
56.
Okay, and you are calling from the same area code that we're in. You're in California, right?
Oh, wow, yes. Are you in Long Beach?
We are.
Oh, okay.
The number that you're calling is like from Blog Talk Radio, so that's not the number we're really located in. But, yeah, we're in Long Beach, 1929, 40 equals 4. And what's your question, Cheryl?
My husband. I'm wondering what's the deal with my husband? It's been a struggle lately, or it's been a struggle.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have a quick birth date for him, please?
December 24th.
And the year? The year?
56.
Uh-huh, same year. 9, 19, 30 equals. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. 34.
Well,
together.
19, 20, yeah. Well, your master numbers are such, Cheryl, you're a 4 and he's a 3. I mean, that's a sacred energy. 3 and 4 are sacred. They make up a 7, and the equation of male and female energy is nice. But here's where you got a problem. He's going through on one level, he's going through a kind of a depression. And it's equated to like I guess... Even my words are crude, but it's like a midlife crisis. It's like a crisis. It's also, as we move forward, we sometimes forget that we have work that we haven't finished, and we have to get back to it. So there's something in your husband's energy that he has to fix. There's something broken in his machinery of life, if you will, that he has to fix. Do you know of your, without giving away any secrets or anything, do you know of any tragedies or mishaps in your husband's life that he never really resolved? Do you know on a personal level if that's a fact or not?
Well, he hates his job. His mother and sister have always been very intrusive in our lives, and that's always been a problem. It's always been a division between us, and he hates it. They always call and ask for money, and I'm not supposed to know. He's going to Europe with his mother for 3 weeks this summer. Well, he has family there, so his mother knows where everybody's located, so they kind of trample through Europe visiting various family members, and I stay away from them. So... I don't know. His mother and sister warps, put all this stuff in his head. It's hard for me to communicate with him because there's this brick wall.
Yeah, you see that this is the very barrier that I was touching upon with your husband, and it's serious, and it requires some internal work. Which is going to be very difficult and without any guarantee, because the guilt factor, the elements of what ties your husband to his family are the very things that are getting in the way. So it demands a strong cutting off that still hopefully doesn't damage the overall connection, but because all the components are kind of sick, that any kind of cutting off would be offensive to either party, so it becomes difficult. And he's so overwhelmed by the karma in his family that you can't find the heart and soul of the man that you married. So what it requires in this instance, someone, ideally, your husband having counseling. Your husband needs to be counseled. That's ideally speaking. And he has to get into the understanding of how to move through the world without being so overwhelmed by his family that he loses his marriage and he loses the intensity of what it is to be involved with a mate. And that's becoming obstructed by the way his family is, which are probably not acting responsibly. They are probably going overboard, and their weight, their W-E-I-G-H-T, their weight is putting a strain on the marriage that they have no business putting on the marriage. But they do it because they're not healthy, and they're tied in. So we have a strong codependency going on that's aggravated by people who aren't healthy, that are not respecting the boundaries that should be applied, and they're draining your husband of all the vital resources he has that he should be addressing with you and his marriage. So it's like psychic surgery. Psychological psychic surgery is required here, Cheryl. If you want,
I don't think that if we broke up, I don't think he'd miss me. I think that it would be a joyful day for him because he cheats. He plays around all the time. So I don't think he would be that unhappy. I think he would be actually joyful and relieved or something.
That's what I'm saying. This is a deep, that's what I'm telling you. This is a deep problem, Cheryl, that you're going to live with and try to work out. Because it demands, you're never going to fix it on your own. Or you disengage and you move on in life, even at the age of 58, and you just settle that this is done. You don't have to spend your life being unhappy just because you made a vow or a commitment to be married. It's either, he either changes and addresses the energy and takes care of you in a more responsible way, or you start to let go and have the courage within yourself to do so. Now, I acknowledge the fact that the two of you are very bond. There's a certain karmic bond between you, but I'm not going to say that you have to keep and maintain this bond in order to get through life and receive heaven. No, it doesn't look good. So, in my estimation, either counseling with husband or husband counseling by himself, or you start to work on being stronger and leaving this marriage and moving forward in life. Either way can work. This is a creative attempt, but this might be the beginning. Have you thought about leaving your husband, Cheryl? Have you thought about divorce?
We've been together 27 years, and there's, you know, we got two kids, a family, there's like, you know, splitting up 27 years it's hard because there's so much financial entwinement stuff. And so I have thought about it. I'm going through some medical issues I need to take care of, but at some point in time I'm going to get to a point where I may want to start dating and finding love for myself, because it certainly isn't here, because he's more in love with them than me.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. It's workable, Cheryl. Either way, it's workable, either through counseling within the family structure or, you know, getting you strong enough to move out of the structure, because, you know, you still have a lot of life left. And but this is a very workable area. But work is what's required. So you just can't put your head in the sand. One way or the other, you're going to have to make a decision. But there's a solution here, Cheryl.
And Cheryl, you can always call Neil 562-596-7818 for further discussion, or you can call the show again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Yeah, it's hard to get into the depth of the situation. Again, I'm going to repeat myself, but
these are possible. You don't, you know, you when you have a, you just, these aren't Band-Aids. You can't, you, they're too bad. This is life. This is the world, and we have to go deep sometimes in these problems to see how we can figure them out and get them going, but that's a possibility.
So let me call out the order here because we've got very limited time, Neil. 478 is next, then 609, then 305, and then 908. So we have four callers and about 19 minutes left. So we'll do our best. Good morning. Are you there, caller? Hello, 478. Okay.
Are you saying 478?
We are.
Yes, that's me.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Birth date and location, please, and the question.
Okay, my birthday is March the 29th, 67, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is on love. Will I eventually find it, or I'm going to be a long time?
Okay.
Searching, and nothing's popping up.
Well, Linda, is that with an I or a Y, Linda?
Excuse me?
Your name, Linda, do you spell it with an I or a Y?
I.
Okay. Are you divorced or your parents divorced?
I'm a widow. I lost my husband in 2011.
Yeah. Well, when I say divorced, I felt an absence. Well, that's obvious.
Okay.
But in other words, divorce, widow... There was a marriage at one point. I felt there was a marriage at one point. And you're born in 67, so you are, let's see, you're 48 years old?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I see a relationship. I see a relationship. Okay. So in my crystal ball, I see a relationship. It involves that... not that it involves a church setting, but near you, is there any church? Now, not that you're involved in a church. I don't care about that. But is there a church near your home with a white steeple, a white pointed steeple? Anything near your environment like that?
I'm pretty sure, yes. We have several around here.
Okay. Well, there is an individual within maybe 3 miles of that church that's the guy that you're going to be meeting him. I don't.
Yeah.
This guy may attend a church. I don't care about whether you do or not, but this guy seems.
That's okay.
Okay, so this guy he attends a church, and it's one of those white steeple. I see a white steeple church. It's very white paint, and it's got a high pointed top to it. And he goes there, and that's the guy that I think is going to fall in love with you. I don't know how you meet him yet. But here's the thing, Linda. I see you meeting him. So your answer is, are you going to fall in love? Is someone going to fall in love with you? Do you have a future with somebody? Yes, you do. I see it. And so if that answers your question, at least we got that far. Now, how you meet him, I don't know. That takes more work. But I know that he's within 3 miles of that church setting. And I don't know whether you do or not. Does anyone play bingo or do a little bit of, you know, innocent gambling? Anything with trying to win money?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that element is another affirmation for you, Linda, that he's on his way. So there's hope.
All right, Linda. Well, we thank you for your
call. Thank you.
You're welcome. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Facebook. And, Neil, that there's an example of a real quick answer. I mean, that was pretty simple. So sometimes it happens on the radio.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes we can get that quickly and get into that zone. And
Okay. 609 is next. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Susan.
Hi, Susan. Birth date and location and your question, please.
Sure. My birthday is 5/1/69.
Gosh, the second person born 5/1. And you're
sorry, yeah, there was another lady with the same birthday.
Yeah.
And I live in New Jersey.
Okay. And what's your question, Susan?
Just wondering if you feel me moving, either moving back to my mother's or staying
okay.
where I'm at.
All right.
Well, you're 45 years old, Susan?
Yeah, I'm going to be 46.
Going to be 46. Yeah, that makes sense. okay, now, in the year 2000, when you were 31, did you go through any kind of job change? Quickly go back there for me. 31 years old, a change in life.
Maybe a year before there, when I was 30, I moved out several times, but I finally moved out from my parents' home when I was 30.
Yeah, okay, that's good for me. Yeah, that's good enough for me. I got it. You are going to be making a move. So your question was to make a move. You're going to be making a move. So a move is coming. And I calculated it, roughly speaking, roughly, but still accurate enough, that at that time in your life, you had a change, and it was finally you moved out of your home. Between 30, 31, somewhere in there, you moved out of your home. Makes sense to my evaluation of you as a person. You're about to move again. And do you ever have, like, four-year increments of energy? You're here for 4 years. You do this for 4 years. Does four ever resound as an accurate sequence of time for you?
That kind of makes sense because where I'm currently living, I'm currently living, I guess it'll be 4 years that I've been here in May.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's
so where I lived before. I was there for 10 years, so yes and no.
Well, don't worry. Right now, the 4 years of where you've been in your location right now is what I'm alluding to. So you're going to be making a change. You're making a change. And so I predict if you answer your question, you're moving. You know, where it goes from there demands a more in-depth conversation. But to answer your question on the radio today, you're moving. You're going to be moving.
All right.
Okay.
Quick answers today. But Linda, you can always give us a call back, or you can contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And we are moving through this list here. We've got two callers left, Neil, and 11 minutes, so about 5 minutes each. Deanna is our next, 305 and then 908. Good morning. She's 11-84.
Good morning. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. What's going on, Deanna? 33-6, by the way.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. My phone is not working well today.
Oh, you,
sorry.
I noticed dropping off, but it's not. It's your phone. It's not blocked to the radio, right?
I believe it is my phone.
Okay, that's fine. So what's new? What's going on?
Still trying to struggle through with this. And hoping to receive some spiritual help.
Did you finish that letter?
No, I have not. But other things happened in between. I sought help from someone who has known me and us for a long time. I was wondering what Neil, good morning, Neil, what you see coming up.
Well, Neil's asking why you didn't finish that letter.
I'm still working on it. This is narrating about 15 years. A lot of people involved, names, addresses, documents. It's not a simple thing.
I got it. Well, you're dealing, and it's not a simple thing, and you're 65 years old, and you're dealing with an element of 11, which is the month you're born. You're 65, that's an 11. You're born in the 11th month, so you're in a very difficult phase of your life as we speak. Mm-hmm. Your energy is going to change, though, when you're 66, which would be your master number times 11. You will be going
right.
through your 11th cycle at 66, Deanna, and that's where I think the change occurs. So unfortunately, what we've got is that in spite of what we're doing, it looks like this is going to be locked in until November. Now, I would suggest that you get all your details and research and get that letter done, because that letter is posted as a karmic letter. That letter has to do with karma.
Yes.
So you have to work hard and fight the resistance to say that this letter is going to be too difficult to do. That letter is actually your karma. And what you have to do is fight it and get it done. Get it done.
Yeah.
And I don't care if there's resistance, if it's hard, if it's complicated, if you have to wait, that's karma. What you got to do is fight it now. So if you're asking for spiritual guidance, the first thing I have to do is let's put it down to a practical level of physicality. Get that letter written and don't surround it with excuses, even though the excuses may seem legitimate. I'm not debating whether they're legitimate or not. What I'm saying is it's karma and you got to face it. You got to get that letter written, because that's the vibe I'm getting from a higher source that has to be done. Once that's
definitely
done, good. Good for you. Now, once that's done, we can maybe get you in a better adjustable energy where you start to see higher things going on. And you do have a wonderful energy coming up. So I want to make sure we don't lose our train ticket here. So you got to get that letter done. And if we get that done, Deanna, then I can further predict and calculate the month where things start to happen. Right now, it's blocked
by
and,
that letter,
and it may not come till September. I don't want to make you wait that long. So get the letter done so we can get clarity and get a better focus on bringing the best month forward quicker.
I need to be able to stay here for that. Do you see that I will receive the help I sought, at least for a delay, 2 months?
That's right,
Thank
and
you.
I predict get a delay. I predicted it, and you will get a delay, but now that delay is asking you to do your work, so you will stay there so long as you're working diligently on this. Don't let excuses get in your way, or that delay will evaporate.
Every day I do it. Every day. Thank you so
every
much.
Day.
I want to keep on listening.
Okay,
every
yeah,
day
I'll
do
I'll
it.
Put you on mute.
Deanna, you got to be very focused to make sure that your actions count. Make sure you have progress every single day.
Thank you so much. Bless you. And everyone that's listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's important. Sometimes the monotony or the weight of a project that seems insurmountable can be crippling. But, we've worked on several books, getting your books out, and that was sometimes monotonous, I must say. A 900-page book we put together and edited, and now we're working diligently on another book. And I know both of us have accomplished, artistic goals in our lifetime. It takes a lot of energy and diligence. So
yeah.
I want to encourage Deanna to keep on it. I mean, we work every day of the week. We work
every
day of the week.
Yes, we do, hours and hours. And, we got to remember the biggest varmint, the most dastardly villain is depression. It creeps up on us. Don't let depression overwhelm you.
Okay. 908 is our last caller, and we appreciate you waiting. 908, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this, please?
This is Eva.
Oh, hi, Eva.
Hi.
Get you I see your number now. I'm realizing it. 25-7. You.
Yeah. Nice. So today, I think what I'm going to ask about is a partnership, and what do you see as far as me going into a relationship partnership?
Okay.
Well, partnership, it's really weird. It's probably from a past life. But let me just take you there for a fanciful moment. You had a past life where you actually had a small food business with a partner. You did cookies or something. It's really weird, but you did some kind of it. You're in a different place in time. You're not in your body. You're somebody else in a past life, previous past life, Eva, and you had a cookie business.
That's so weird.
I love cookies.
Huh? You what? You hate
cookies? I love cookies.
Oh, we all love cookies.
Do you like cookies?
Conversation.
Do you cookie? You bake cookies?
No, but I eat a lot of them.
Now you're your best customer.
Right.
So there's something to do with that. There's something to do. Does the name Rose have any meaning to you in your family, in your ancestry? Their name Rose, anyone?
No.
Okay, well, there's something about a rose. So I'm going to switch Rose over to a future energy. So you want to know about partnership. The partner that you're going to encounter, they've got the rose in their family. So you're going to be possibly meeting somebody, and they've got a rose in their family, maybe a Aunt Rose, a Grandma Rose, maybe a Lazarus Rose. I don't know. You've got somebody there that you're going to be dealing with that is, when you hear that, that's the person you're going to be dating. So they've got a rose in their family. But do you live in a home or apartment?
I actually live nowhere right now.
Yeah, remember, she's the one who's
in
Shasta.
I'm moving around right now. I haven't decided where I want to live.
Yeah, I recall. I'm telling you, Eva, we have to get your energy settled, because that's why you're not. We got to get your energy settled first. So do you know where you're settling yet?
Nope.
Well, that's going to be a problem. Where do you live? In your car? Where do you live?
Oh, no, right now I'm in an Airbnb. You know, I've been here for a month, and I'm going to move out. Yeah, I mean.
Renting like a apartment or home or whatever.
You're renting?
Airbnb. I'm renting a temporary space through Airbnb, and actually I want to go camp for several nights. And I just go to different places. But I'm living in my car. Yeah.
I understand. You've got to center on a settlement, because where you settle is where you receive your partnership. I don't know if you're going to get lucky otherwise. You might get a transient relationship in your attitude of living standards now. You might get something transient. Won't be permanent. I'd rather guide you to something more permanent and fashion to some kind of responsibility than what you would pick up just, you know, being on the road and going from one place
to another.
Joint to another. So we gotta get that established, but that's a possibility, Eva. You gotta sit down and get a pencil and start to work this stuff out to get you out. And so it's possible. Keep in touch with us. We're here to help.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Eva.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're back on the air, Neil, on Monday morning. So we will hopefully hear from our callers again then. And until then, have a great weekend. Bye.